Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's coming soon. The King's return is imminent. The King's return is imminent. And it's very important that we take heed to what He has to say now. God loves us. His return is imminent. There's never been a time in history that His return is so close. And I love Him. I want to see the Lord move mightily in the earth. And I know that He is. This is why He moves so mightily. I always say that the Lord is moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. It's because His love is so determined towards us. He loves us in every way possible. And He set us up to win. He loves us. He guides us by the Holy Spirit. You can't know Him unless you love Him. You have to have His love in you to understand what He's about. When the Lord told Jonah to go and preach to the Ninevites, warn them, let them know that they're going to be destroyed, Jonah didn't want to go. And we see God, from the time He told Jonah to go, He was determined to get that man to Israel, to Nineveh. He had the anointing to break their yokes. Now, you know the story. Jonah didn't want to go. He wanted the Ninevites to be destroyed. He knew that God would save them. So he took time and went to another country. He got on a boat. And the Lord made the seas rough to the point that He told the sailors to throw him. He would rather die than go tell those people what they needed to hear. Because He hated them. He didn't like those people. He didn't like the Ninevites. He wanted them to be judged by God. And He knew that God would save them. Because God's love is very determined. And after they threw him overboard, and they didn't want to, but they had to. They got to a point that then the sea calmed down after they did. And then God prepared a fish to swallow Jonah and take him to land. There is no fish capable on this earth that can do that. The word said that God prepared a fish to take him on land. People said, well, it was a whale. It didn't say it was a whale. It said God prepared a fish. Now, that's one miracle. Besides the troubling of the water, God prepared a fish, took him to dry land. And then Jonah had to walk. He did a three-day journey in one day. God transported him. He got to where he needed to be in time for God to save Nineveh. See, when people sin, your sins have a limit. You can't go but so far, and you will merit death. But they were about to merit death, and it would have been too late. God had to transport Jonah to Nineveh just in time. Now, there are people that we love. Some have gotten saved, some are saved, and they live a wayward life. And sometimes people get in, you know, they get in strife or something and God can't take them to heaven. Or they get in lust or whatever it is they're doing and won't repent. And because of the false grace teaching and seeking from the churches and, you know, people begging people to get saved and they out the money and fame and fortune and whatever. There are people lost in the shuffle. They think all kind of ways. But what if people did precisely what the Lord said do? What if people did? We need Jesus Christ. We need to do His word. We need to do all that's in His heart. If some people don't, they've been taught wrong, and they believe wrong, and they act wrong. The problem is that whatever is wrong will harden your heart. If you try to live by a doctrine that's not true, it hardens your heart against God. It takes a long time. You'll never know what's going on. And one thing about false doctrine is it does not work. Your life won't work. And it causes you to be unfruitful. It causes you to be mean. You know God loves you. You've heard that. You believe God loves you, and that's true. And He does. But the false doctrines causes people to be off track and unfruitful and beset. They can't follow God. They can't do what they're supposed to. And there are so many people trapped in wayward positions. But God has a plan, and I thank Him for it. And I know that, you know, ultimately God has a plan to rescue those that were saved and got saved. They asked the Lord to save them. But the problem is, people don't, if people would follow God in the first place, everything would be better. People would be more understandable. They'll have more understanding. They'll have more to work with. They wouldn't be so weak. But people don't, there are so many things people don't know. And sometimes it looks insurmountable to me. But I know God. But He has a generation of people that were taught properly. He has people, He has more than a remnant that love Him. And some people are wise, and they don't fall for everything. And then they can tell when people are teaching wrong, and they depart and they go somewhere where people are teaching right. And they learn to be strong, and they're relentless like Jesus is. And that's what, these are the kind of people that the Lord sent me to. And I thank God for modern technology. It makes my job so much easier. I put these broadcasts on the website and on the radio, and I don't have to go door to door. And I'll do whatever God wants me to do. But he told us not to go door to door. He told the disciples not to go house to house. They were supposed to go to the city and minister. And the Lord has a good reason for everything that He does. And sometimes in the Word of God, you just have to ask, Lord, why did you word it that way? Why did you do it that way? And it's good to do that. I wish more people would do that, because when you ask the Lord your questions, you get to know Him, and you learn. You get a chance to learn why He said what He said, and it's good to do that. Cold religion don't ask God questions; they live by assumptions. Cold religion is full of assumptions, and assumptions are no good for you. You can't follow God on assumptions. And the Lord loves His people so much, and I know He does, because I know things that He have done. He involved me in helping people understand Him. And I thank God for it. I know that the Lord has a plan to help His people who love Him. And he has a good plan for us. I thank God for it. I rejoice to see people healed and saved and set free, come out of bondage. I rejoice to see these things. I want to see these things. And I want to know what God is doing in the lives of His people. And every time I hear a testimony of victory in the lives of God's people, I just rejoice all over again. And I thank God for it. Everywhere we go, in all that we do, if we acknowledge Him in all of our ways, that's when you can learn Him. That's when you can learn more truth. And once you're on track, it's easier to learn and operate. You have to get rid of the unfruitful works of darkness, things that tie you down, thoughts that are no good for you, attitudes that won't work. Last night I thought about my life and things that I, how I could learn things. And as I grew, I was trying to grow. That's why I grew. I was trying to learn things properly. The Lord gave me wisdom for that. I was trying to understand. I put forth effort. And as I learned things, I had to unlearn some other things. See, when you get more light, you can see what's wrong with the darkness. But when you're in the darkness, you're trapped. You can't tell. You don't see your way out of darkness. You don't know where the door is. If you continue, if there was no light at all, you wouldn't know where to go and how to. You might be about to fall over a cliff. You wouldn't know which way to go. And so it is with deception. And everything that I learned that did me no good, I had to learn what God said in place of it. Most of the time, as I learned God's word, I saw what was wrong with things that were there all the time. The teachings that did me no good, I could tell that, you know, that's not going anywhere. That's not the wisdom of the Proverbs. And sometimes the things that I was taught, it defied the Proverbs. It had nothing to do with New Testament grace or the wisdom of the Proverbs or relationship of the Psalms. Some things were just bondage. And people did this. You know, it took a long time for Israel to get to the promised land. And when they did, they still had worldly ways. And I remember asking my mother as a child, I said, did the children of Israel ever get to the promised land? Because people would always teach the journey. They wouldn't teach what happened after they got there. The book of Joshua, they stopped. I mean, around that time, I would always hear about Moses, but they never transferred over to Joshua and what happened after that. I was grown before I read Joshua and Judges for myself. See, the way God is presented, and people are, the people of God can be so lazy when it comes to the scriptures. If you study the scriptures thoroughly, we see what God was going all the time. You see the heart of God. But people focus on the people who were disobedient, wilderness walkers. And preachers sometimes treat the